It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
And congratulations, you've made it to the best part of a Monday, the very end of it. Yes, the rest of the week will be gravy. Unfortunately, it'll be hot gravy, like 500 degrees tomorrow, 600 degrees the next day, 700 degrees on Wednesday. I'm just joking, but it'll feel like it. I don't know about you, but over the weekend, I didn't have to cut the Matthews Mansion grass because it's not growing. And it's not growing because it's too dry. And so I just stayed inside, took advantage of the idea. Oh, let me just stay in. Let me do some chores that I needed to do inside. Yeah. The lovely wife had a bunch of honeydew things for me to do. Let me get those out of the way, which I did. So I had a pretty productive weekend. Hope you did too. Back and ready and raring to go. And there are a lot of things to chat about today. Let's get started with the main executive order that was signed earlier today by the president. And it deals with vaccinations in children. And I like it because it's exactly what I said that I think needs to happen. I'm not anti-vax. If I were completely anti-vax, and if everybody were completely anti-vax, we'd still have polio. We'd still have measles. We'd still have smallpox. So I'm not anti-vax. I was very much against how many they're giving our children in that quick period of time. And I guarantee you, a lot of it had to do with insurance. But Trump has changed. Not that the insurance wouldn't pay. I'm saying liability insurance for the doctors. My child has smallpox because you didn't give him the vaccination. Or my child has hepatitis B because you didn't give him the vaccination. When you probably shouldn't have hepatitis B until you're later in your maybe teen years, the hepatitis B vaccination. But they were giving babies hepatitis B vaccinations. You know why? Because the parents very well could have had hepatitis B and not know it. And they didn't want the child's liver to fail mysteriously because of hepatitis B. Well, that's for the parents to decide. At any rate, I'll get into the details coming up on Freedom 96.9. The accessory to the sirloin stockade murders has advanced to another level of parole. I thought life in prison meant life in prison, especially if you had two life sentences given to you. Construction on the new governor's mansion is progressing nicely. Maybe they'll put running water in this one. Downtown streetcars, permanently free. Now, are you going to ride them? And if so, how are they supposed to pay for themselves? How does Oklahoma rank on a list of business-friendly states? Since we have been so adamant against data centers, smelters, and battery factories, I'm afraid it's not so good. And Stitt says, Governor Stitt, that we're winning the battle to clean up homelessness in the state. Some homeless disagree. That's all worth talking about or anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's number one talk radio. I can say that without any problem whatsoever. And your calls to 405-608-4377. Email directly to lmatthews@freedom969.com. And my Facebook and my X accounts wide open for you to communicate that way. Starting things off with Jess and Kingfisher. Hi.
No, it's Dennis.
Dennis Kingfisher. Kingfisher. Hi. Yes.
Hey, Lee. We talked about this before on here. My father-in-law was the first officer on the scene at the Sirloin Stockade.
Yeah, yeah.
He told me that, in his own words, those two that did that were the epitome of evil.
Yep.
And he did 20 years on the force. I have no doubt in my mind, if the man says they were evil, they're evil.
We're talking about Verna Stafford and her husband, Roger Dale Stafford,
right.
Who had come, I don't know why, but they had come from Tulsa. On their way from Tulsa, they had pulled over a family and just shot them in cold blood by the side of the road, I guess to steal their vehicle.
Correct.
And then they went over, and why the sirloin stockade, I have no idea. Do we know why that's what they picked?
No. But you left off the really gruesome part is that they shot a kid point blank.
Yes.
In the back of his head.
On the side of the road.
On the side of the road. Left all of them there.
And then when they got to the sirloin stockade, loaded everybody in the freezer and opened up there.
Yeah. They were a military couple, too. Air Force, I believe.
Oh, the couple that was killed. Yeah.
On the highway, yes.
Yeah. Verna got two life terms as an accessory to the murders. In other words, she didn't actually commit the murders, but she didn't do anything to stop them. She didn't say, I'm going to report you. She didn't say, don't do this. She didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah.
From what my father-in-law told me, he's passed now,
mm-hmm.
and he had it set in his heart that if she ever came up for parole, he was going to be there to tell him no.
Yeah.
But he's passed since then. And, he had a dead set in his mind that she should never get out.
Well,
never.
She made it through her first phase of the parole board. This is the second phase she's going to go through this week. Senator Paxton, Lonnie Paxton, who's the Senate pro tem, has already written a letter to the pardon and parole board saying, don't. It's important to remind you that this individual was involved in a heinous crime and convicted for her role in one of the most horrific mass murders, not only in Oklahoma history, but the history of the United States, and that she does not deserve to be let go or even commuted or even have her sentence reduced. She's got two life terms. She should die in prison.
Yeah, the thing that's really sad is most of those people that were killed at the sirloin stockade were kids.
And they were
under the age of 18.
They were employees, were they not?
Correct.
And am I also under the understanding it killed the sirloin stockade? It killed the business.
They tore the building down.
Now,
nothing was ever built on that site again. I don't think until recently they might have put like a phone company there or something.
There used to be one in Muskogee. In McAllister. I don't know if it was still in business, but it still had the big Beefmaster cow out in the front by the road.
There's one in Stillwater, I believe.
Okay, well, interestingly enough, I was on my way to Siloam Springs, Oklahoma, and I'm behind this trailer pulling from a distance. I couldn't tell what in the fresh hell it was until I got closer, and it was one of those big cows from the Sirloin Steakhouse on a big flatbed trailer. I don't know where it had come from, nor where it was headed, or why. So it was heading east on 412.
My father-in-law told me about this story many a time,
mm-hmm.
and it bothered him. I know it bothered him.
Oh, I'm sure it did, because he was on the scene.
I did 28 years in the Army,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen some stuff. I can tell you that man, he told me when he went into the cooler, he was stepping in blood.
Yes.
There was that much blood in the cooler.
Yes.
And I'm sorry. You can't tell me she didn't know what was going on. That's BS. And she's complicit after the fact. So,
now, again, we don't know why they did it. It's not like they were even trying to rob the place. Were they on drugs? Do we know? I mean, it all happened back in 1978. So I remember reading about it. I just don't, it was one of those. It was just one of those mass murders.
Yeah, from what I understood from my father-in-law, they might have had some marijuana in their system, but that was about it.
That was it. So it wasn't even like they were on heroin and paranoid or or on some sort of cocaine and they were going to rob the place so they could buy more cocaine. It wasn't even that cut and dry.
There's probably just a few officers left on the that are in the area still.
Mm-hmm.
My father-in-law's long-term partner, I don't know if I can say his name, it's RD. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
My father-in-law's name was Mitchell Lanny. He later became a detective. He was there when the Oklahoma City bombing happened, too.
Mm-hmm.
he's seen some bad stuff in his time as a police officer. I could tell by his face. I could tell. He had them shadows behind the eyes that another officer that's been through that or a military person that's been through that would know.
Well, I know all too well. One of my best friends was in the 82nd Airborne for 8 years. He saw action in Operation Desert Storm, the other one, and then finally in Angola, Africa. And the worst violence he saw was in Angola. He said, you could walk down the street and two people mad at each other would just pull out machetes and just hack each other to death, and you weren't allowed to do anything. You just had to walk on. And he said that beat any kind of gore he saw in active duty. And to this day, he's not the same person I grew up with. I grew up with this guy. There's only a few people you don't remember meeting because they've been in your life your entire life. Your mom, your dad, maybe your siblings. And he was one of these guys that he was my next door neighbor. And I don't ever remember him not being there. And after he got back from that tour, he was not the same man. And I completely understand PTSD now. I completely understand.
Well, the thing with PTSD, Lee, I have it. I push myself out my comfort zone. I found that even though going in places like Walmart or a casino make me feel uncomfortable, I'll say something to like a woman and her child or another veteran that I see there or even another person. I'll talk to them, and it helps ease my PTSD so it's not as bad.
Well, I find that with my good friend. He won't talk to his parents. He won't talk to his sister, but he'll call me every now and then, and he'll tell me a story. And I listen. As gory and as horrible as they are, I listen. And I said, have you talked to your mom? No, he said, I can't talk to mom about this. I can't talk to dad about this. They'd think I was crazy. My sister, I can't bring this into their world. I said, well, you can bring it into my world anytime, buddy, anytime. And I could tell it made him feel better. At least he was talking about it.
Yeah, that's what he's got to do. He's got to talk out of it.
And even though I wasn't there to witness it with him, I was just listening.
You got to learn how to compartmentalize that. And we like to say in the military, you got to just remember that was war. It's past.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. You got to be positive in your life. Put Christ in your life. Go to church.
Yeah.
Go do things for your community. And try to put that past you. It's a hard horse to put down, but you can do it. You just got to set your mind to it and say, I'm going to make it through it because that's what I need to do.
And you don't have to be military. Firemen go through it. Police go through it. First responders, ambulance, paramedics go through it. They all go through it. Anytime you any line of work where you see humanity at its worst, you're going to go through it.
Yeah, even victims of abuse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a different type of PTSD, but it is PTSD.
Sure.
Yeah. But that's how I cope with it. I'd encourage others to try that, see if that gives them some relief. And then always find somebody you can talk to about it.
Yeah.
To make the difference.
Well, anyway, Dennis, it looks like also Senator Paxton wrote that there are no conditions, circumstances, or arguments that can justify recommending her release. The Pardon and Parole Board should remember the victims, remember the families. The Pardon and Parole Board should unequivocally deny the request. Someone who committed a crime this horrific should be held accountable for the remainder of their life. It would be an injustice to the families of the victims to see one of these perpetrators of this heinous crime walk free. So I'm hoping they heed his advice.
Yeah, she don't need to get out for anything. I'm sorry. She needs to stay there and rot.
No, that is, I believe in redemption, but sometimes that is the redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got to meet St. Peter at the Pearly Gates and explain
it. Yeah.
And I don't think she's going to be going through them early games.
Well, I hope not. I hope she doesn't get pardoned or paroled. This is a heinous crime, and so we'll have to wait and see. I'm not sure when they're supposed to meet. It'll probably be tomorrow or Wednesday, but I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, did you hear about the other big thing? You know, the majors that was in the Army down at Fort Hood that shot up a deployment center where we went when we redeployed back to our station. We had to go through there and go through different stations. And also when you were deploying, you had to go through different stations. Well, he went in there with a handgun and shot up a bunch of people. And he's due to be executed by the military.
Okay.
And I hope they choose a firing squad for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know if you heard of that one, Lee. I'll need to look that one up.
Yeah, I lose track of all of them. But, yes, Dennis, thanks a lot for the call. And Kingfisher, and your service to our country and your family service to our state and country. And I think for listening to Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. So the accessory to the Sirloin Stockade murders has advanced to another level of parole. And there have been vehement calls for it not to happen. I wanted to get into the details of the president's executive order on vaccinations coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Talked to my brother over the weekend, and he's looking to make some more money, so he's looking to get a better job and wanted some better benefits. And I said, how's it going? How's the job search going? Trying to be encouraging to my bro. And he says, you know, Lee, when I first started in the workplace, it was, we want someone with more experience. Now, here I am, 50-something, and I've got a lot of experience, and they're saying, we want someone with less experience. And I said, yeah, that's about the way it's going these days. If you've got lots of experience, that means you're almost eligible for Medicare. And that's the other thing I encouraged him. I said, hey, look on the bright side there, bro. Another 10 years, and you won't have to work at all. 10 years, just hang in there. Yeah, okay. He said, thanks. Thanks for the pep talk. And he always calls me for pep talks. Anyway, if you are eligible for Medicare, you were born in 1961, and it's really a relief because then you don't have to worry about anything after that. You really, other than some of the things that Medicare doesn't cover that you might want it to cover, because when you're in the private sector and you're paying for insurance, it does cover. So that's where someone like Well-Preserved Advisor Group comes around and puts everything all together for you. 405-848-5790. One call, one meeting. Eunice Corey or one of her staff members will come out and talk things over with you, and then they'll get to work and put together a plan that works for you. So call the team at Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790, and there's your pep talk for the day.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Why should you listen? Because you need to know the news that's happening, the news that matters, the breaking news, and the truth. A lot of people will tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear and what's true. And I take your phone calls and we hash it out. 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Okay, when you go on cable, make sure, if you're a Democrat, that you say that there's a big tent. And we're welcoming everybody into this big tent. That, oh boy, you know what? The Democratic Party is all about new ideas. Like, you know, anti-Semitism. Like, you know, abolishing prisons. You know what you get in a big tent also? You get clowns.
It's Joe Concha. He is a columnist, a Fox contributor. Pretty sharp cookie, and I think he's right, too, on Freedom 96.9, assessing the Democrat Party. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. David is in Stroud. Thank you for hanging on, David.
Hey, Lee, don't forget, Verna Stafford, you know, her husband and his brother committed quite a few other murders in other states, but she was also directly involved with the Lorenz family down around Purcell. What happened was she had her car pulled over and her husband was hiding, and she waved down people on the side of the highway to help her. And the Lorenz family pulled over and he murdered, or they murdered them. So if anything, it just wasn't the sirloin stockade.
No. And that was that same day, I think. That was right before the sirloin stockade. But here's what I didn't know. Or were they just trying to steal the car so they didn't have a different car?
I can't remember. I was only 15 at the time.
Yeah.
But also, if people are kind of interested in roughly, because, man, I feel old. I'm 63 now. where it was located on I-240, I don't know if it's Western, but there's a Starbucks on the south side of I-240 in a little shopping complex. The sirloin stockade was kind of to the east, to the west, a little bit southwest in that of the Starbucks over there on I-240. That's where it was located.
And it wasn't as populated as it is now, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But I just want to let you know, don't let people forget, she was also directly involved with another murder besides the sirloin stockade.
And it was an accessory after the fact, either. She was there for the whole thing. So she was an accessory. Didn't pull the trigger, but she helped plan it, helped participate in it, and at no point tried to stop it. Accessory after the fact means you knew about it after it happened and you didn't tell anybody. And that's a different charge.
When she had her car pulled over and she's waving people down, she was trying to entrap them.
Yes. Yes.
For murder.
Yes.
So, yeah. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you for bringing that back up, too, because that's all important, too. The executive order on vaccines, I'm going to get to that. Tell me if you agree. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Iran's economy is facing soaring inflation, rising debt, and unemployment. The IMF projects a 6% contraction this year as U.S. economic pressure continues. Michigan Democratic Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed is criticizing President Trump, calling him an overlord and suggesting Trump's marriage is on a rocky road. Some Spokane area residents who fled their homes to escape the fast-moving wildfires are now being allowed to return.
Some 65,000 people were forced to flee their homes during the height of the wildfire emergency. Spokane County Sheriff John Knowles said Sunday the weather cooperated with firefighters this weekend who were able to gain ground on three separate wildfires. Some evacuation orders remain in place. 10,000 acres and more than 900 structures have burned. One suspect is facing five counts of first-degree arson. I'm Rory O'Neill.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
A few days ago, I met with a family that reminded me why I still love practicing law after all these years. They weren't looking to get rich. They weren't trying to beat the system. They just wanted someone to tell them the truth. A distracted driver ran a red light and changed their lives in a matter of seconds. Medical bills started piling up and they missed work. And the insurance company kept telling them to be patient. The problem is the mortgage company isn't patient. The electric company isn't patient. And a family trying to put their lives back together shouldn't have to wait while an insurance company decides what their pain is worth. If you've been hurt in a crash, don't assume the insurance company is looking out for you. Their job is to protect their bottom line. My job is to protect you. I'm Noble McIntyre. If you have any questions after a crash, give us a call at 777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Police in Yukon are asking for the public's help in identifying a woman accused of stealing a rabbit from an Atwood store. Investigators say a white rabbit named Ruby Red was taken from the store July 14th after the suspect allegedly placed the animal inside her purse and left without paying. A rabbit was described as a favorite among store employees, and police have released surveillance images, hoping anyone who recognizes the woman will contact investigators. A fire at a home-based cat rescue in Enid has left numerous cats dead or missing as of Sunday evening. The home belonged to Danny Means, who cared for an estimated 20 to 30 cats at the property. A local rescue group says an orange cat named Sergeant did survive and is being treated for burns, smoke inhalation, and other injuries. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Elsewhere, a grass fire fueled by high winds temporarily shut down part of the Kilpatrick Turnpike in Oklahoma City. Officials say the blaze began when a malfunctioning electric billboard began sparking near Santa Fe Avenue. Heavy smoke quickly reduced visibility, forcing the closure of eastbound lanes while firefighters worked to contain the fire. Crews were eventually able to get the blaze under control and reopen the roadway with no injuries reported. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Construction on the new governor's mansion is progressing nicely. They might even include air conditioning this time around. Yeah. Lee Matthews on the Drive continues with more on that on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions early on, but overall, clear skies will prevail, keeping temperatures warm with a low of 76. Moving into tomorrow, anticipate mostly sunny skies with a persistent breeze and hot temperatures reaching a high of 100. As we head into tomorrow night, breezy conditions will continue into the evening, but the night will remain clear and warm with a low of 76. Looking ahead to Wednesday, expect another day of mostly sunny weather with a breezy afternoon and hot temperatures peaking at 102 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina. That's me in the corner.
Well, what is taxing the hell out of them mean?
Yeah, you know, I don't have like a solid, but I think...
But shouldn't you? I mean, if you're the co-chair, if you're the co-chair of the DSA, shouldn't you be more specific than just taxing the hell out of something? What exactly do you mean?
I don't know what I mean. That is Megan Rohmer, who is the chair of the Democrat Socialists of America, unable to answer what does taxing the hell out of them mean. She goes on to say, too, that, well, if we have millionaires and billionaires, we can't have that because the people are being exploited. So, again, remember Friday I was talking about how these liberal communists seem to think that wealth is a zero-sum game, and that if you have it, you had to have taken it from somebody else, or you had to have made it to a point where somebody else could not get it. And that's not how wealth works. Wealth is like a garden. You come up with a seed that you know is going to germinate. You daily take care of that seed, and gradually it grows into a fruitful plant. That is how wealth works. It is cultivated and grown. It is not taken. It is not, there's not a fixed amount of income out there that only a few can get. That's not how it works at all. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews with The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name? Hello?
Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. Where are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I got a translation for you.
Okay, where are you, if anywhere?
I'm actually in Moore.
All right, good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Translation means she wants to tax the rich 100% and nationalize every sector of of our economy.
Yeah. I did some digging over the weekend, Patrick, and you know, all of these communists are saying Medicare for everybody, Medicare for everybody, Medicare for everybody. Well, first of all, they don't know doggy doo doo, because Medicare is eligible for just about everybody, but you have to be eligible for it. So there. Number two, what they mean is socialized medicine. So let's call it what it is. And in order for us to socialize medicine, it would cost in the neighborhood of $3 trillion per year. So that means, yeah, you could tax the rich. It would be 100% tax on the rich. And on the poorest of Americans, it would be 42% extra on whatever taxes they're paying, if any. And then they turn around and say, free for everybody, free for everybody. It's not free. It's quite expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then just one more comment. You know, AOC said that she was going to free some of her eggs, and I was just thinking, the way she is, she's just like naturally a cold person.
Yeah,
so,
if I were her and I were having reproductive problems, I think I would come to the conclusion that maybe I'm not supposed to reproduce.
Right.
You know? Lovely wife and I. Lovely wife and I don't have children. And we don't have children because we had reproductive problems. And we were fine with that. You know? We never decided.
Yeah.
We never decided we were going to adopt. We never decided we were going to do in vitro. We didn't. Okay, this is our deck of cards to play. We're going to be the eccentric aunt and uncle that have all the money and do all the fun, cool stuff with the nieces and nephews that their parents won't do with them. That's the role we decided to play, and that's what we've become.
Well, that's good. I just kind of wanted to, you know, I'm not too concerned so much right now, but if the economy gets worse, people are going to start listening to that communist narrative.
If it gets worse, and I love...
Yeah.
You know, well, earlier she said
millennials are not, you know, punk kids anymore.
Yeah.
We're grown adults with mortgages and kids. And that generation is starting to be decisive at the polls. And there is anger at being ignored, sidelined, having our economic futures mortgaged by the generations that came before us.
then why did Trump win in an almost landslide proportion if there was so much anger? Why did Kamala Harris not run away with the election with all those ridiculous promises she made about the economy? If the millennials were so angry and so enlightened and so willing to take the reins, why did that not happen? I ask you, Patrick.
Well, you got to think, too, we're 2 years down the road from President Trump's second term,
mm-hmm.
and people are focusing on, they're focused on what's right in front of them.
Yeah.
They're not focused on what's in the future. And if they keep continuing to, you know, buy the gas at $3 a gallon or more, whatnot, and then, you know, people can't afford, you know, the products at the grocery store, things like that, that's when they will start listening to it.
But like, they can afford them now more than they could under the Biden administration and by proxy.
But you got to think, though, it's perception. It's just like the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks. It was perception of who actually had the power in the Bolsheviks.
I agree.
Actually,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Perception is reality, but I don't think their perception is our economy sucks like they're trying to make it sound like.
And I 100% agree with that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I agree with that. I'm just saying if the narrative still continues to get pushed and people start listening to it more, they're going to believe it.
And then when you have the mainstream Democrats like Bill Maher, I agree, James Carville is an old codger, but still he's a mainstream Democrat. And you have mainstream Democrats like John Fetterman, who is a millennial, and even Robert Kennedy, he's not a millennial, but he's a mainstream Democrat. When you have them talking about how ridiculous these policies are, those Democrats are listening.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you have a good rest of your evening.
And thanks a lot for the call. Good conversation on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Earlier this afternoon, Trump signed an executive order backing off on the frequency of childhood vaccines. The executive order introduces sweeping revisions of the U.S. childhood immunization framework. I am all for this. The administration is shrinking the number of core diseases all children are routinely recommended to be vaccinated against, dropping the list from 18 down to 11. I know it can go more, but it's a good start. The order officially removes federal recommendations for hepatitis B, COVID-19, and influenza shots for children, making them subject to shared decision-making between parents and doctors. Good. Those are the ones the parents should decide upon. The order calls for combined measles, mumps, and rubella to be divided into three separate shots given at individual medical visits. Trump claimed the combined shot could be quite lethal and suggested that spacing them out into five total vaccine visits would combat epidemic rates of autism. It establishes a task force to adjust the timing of the vaccines, and it mandates the research of alternative adjuvants to replace aluminum. Okay, I get all of that. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I have been, let's get rid of this all at once vaccinations. If I were a parent, I would vaccinate, but I would not vaccinate this all at once. And I guarantee you the liability insurance industry were the ones pushing this, making sure that doctors vaccinated so there wouldn't be any class action lawsuits later when my poor little darling got measles or mumps or whatever in the hell it was. Now, the hepatitis B, I've always questioned. And even the lovely wife schooled me on it and said, that's because there's a lot of people walking around having babies, don't know they have hepatitis B. And I said, well, and it can be fatal for babies. I get it. But is it that big of a percentage of babies dying from hepatitis B? I want to see the statistics that massive amounts of babies are dying from hepatitis B because they're not vaccinated. They can be vaccinated later. So I'm all for this, 405-608-4377, and it's time somebody stand up to not only the medical community, but whoever insures the medical community to keep from poisoning our children, because the autism rates There's no ignoring that statistic. That is not a natural occurrence. That there's something behind that. I don't know what it is, and I know they don't know what it is, but we got to start somewhere, and this is a good place, if you ask me. 405-608-4377. Hi, thank you for hanging on. What's your name?
I'm Richard, the Bear Trucker Guy.
Hey, Richard. Good to hear from you, sir.
Good to hear from you, too. Hey, about this, steakhouse murders?
Yes.
Back then, my brother was working in Oklahoma City, and he called me to ride home.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, his car broke down, and they took him to that parking lot. And I, you know, I came from Slaughtersville to come pick him up. That was on South Pennsylvania, and it was out in the center. It was an island building out, not in the strip mall, but it was kind of out.
Okay, so it was, and it wasn't Western. It was Penn.
Penn, yeah.
South of 240?
Yeah, south
okay.
side of 240.
Yeah.
And he saw me, and he come walking across. He went across the line. The detective said, "Hey, get out of here. This is a crime scene investigation." And he asked him what happened because six people got or something. I forgot.
Holy mackerel! Yeah.
Shot, you know, and he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." You know, and
you guys just stumbled upon it like a couple of
It was about 20 minutes later when after it happened.
Yeah.
And
okay.
From what I understand, I don't know if this is right or not, but from what I understand, they did that, and they got on I-35 and they went south, and I think they wanted to switch cars or something like that. And
yeah.
She flagged that over, and they killed the Staffords.
Okay.
Whatever it was, and that's how they got that car. But they got caught, though, luckily. But
yes, they did. And she, Verna, is up for her husband's dead. He was executed. I think her brother-in-law was another one of them, but he died in a motorcycle accident before he could actually stand trial. All right, fine. I hope his head was scrambled all over the pavement like he scrambled those kids.
Yeah.
And she was charged with two life terms. She's up for parole. She's already made it through the first round of parole. The second round is this coming week. I'm hoping it is denied because a life term should mean a life term.
Yeah, I can make an electric chair. I'm a woodworking guy. Metal,
yeah.
So
yeah.
It could be cheap, you know, or 22, something like that. But, back then, if you heard about a murder in Oklahoma City, it was like, oh, my God.
No, I know. And it was 1978, and that was a big deal.
Yeah.
That made the national news. That was a big deal.
That's like the kidnapping at the fair when the girls got kidnapped.
Yes. Or the postal shooting in 1986 in Edmond.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I remember that, too. I went by that right after that.
Yeah.
I was working at a plumbing company. I was like, oh, I didn't know.
Man.
They said they bring too much ink. It makes him crazy like a cat.
Oh, Richard, I don't know. You seem to be the one that goes to where all these places are. I don't know what you're doing
here,
bud.
Yeah. I'll dig my backyard up and get some potatoes. That Trucker Jim guy, I got a message for him. Is that his name?
Trucker Ted.
Trucker Ted,
yeah.
I got a message for him. You tell him I think he's one of the best truck drivers there is. Almost as good as me.
Okay. I'm sure he's listening. I don't know where he's listening because he might be in Tucumcari, New Mexico, or he might be in, Kingston, Kingman, Arizona. I don't know. He calls from all over the U.S.
Yeah, well, Ted, don't get me wrong. I'll still give you a little bit of credit.
Yeah.
So you might want to call in and get on me for it.
Yeah.
But, hey, good talking with you, Lee. And
you too.
You have a great evening.
You too. Thanks a lot for your relatability when it comes to the Sirloin Stockade mass murder. It was one of the first big mass murders to make national news like that on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. I don't know if they had video. I think they did have videotape, but I don't know if they were using it for local news. I imagine they were. I don't think VCRs had come along yet, but we weren't very far off from VCR. So they may have been using videotape at that point. Anyway, so that would have meant that it would have been quicker for the images to be circulated among national networks. Before that, they would have to film it. They'd have to go process the film. Then they'd have to edit the film. And then they'd have to load the film onto a viewer that they could use on camera. So that's why I say I think it's one of the first mass murders that made it coast to coast in like a day. And I remember hearing about it and hearing about it being in Oklahoma City and knowing that my grandparents lived in Seminole, but I also knew they only got into the city every now and then to go to the doctor or pay a bill or what have you. They didn't get into the city, that, and that's what they called it, the city. So I knew they weren't there. I also knew my grandpa would never spend, even though the sirloin stockade wasn't an upper-class steak joint, he would have never spent money on a steak that he didn't cook himself. So 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. So should there be parole for the accessory, Verna? I probably shouldn't even give her name because that's what they, these, a lot of times these people want. But Verna Stafford up for parole. And then the Trump executive order on vaccines. Any thoughts to relay on that? On Freedom 96.9, watched one of my favorite movies. I guess it was last night or night before, I don't remember. Book of Eli with Denzel Washington. Futuristic world, and he has a copy of the Bible, and it is highly sought after because of its inspirational words. And I'm not going to give away any turkeys or any Easter eggs in the movie. It's really kind of a violent movie, so I want to warn you about that. But it is, at its heart, very Christian. One thing I noticed, the doors open and the bad guy comes barreling out in a Chevrolet pickup. And I'm, well, there's hope for us all. Evidently, Chevrolet pickups are going to be around for a long time. It's Lee Matthews for the Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, family-oriented. And while others are succumbing to corporate policies and ignoring the customer, they're still here looking you in the eye, shaking your hand, and they will be here in the future. Maybe into the future that is portrayed in the Book of Eli. Their finance department wants to make sure it's the best buying experience you've ever had. Best of all, they're right there in El Reno, locally owned and operated, and they will be there to talk to you in person. No automation for these guys. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. The website's Frontier Motors on El Reno, in El Reno, on Route 66, just off El Reno's Auto Alley, off the brand new roundabout.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
At the office, water matters more than you think. Keep your team hydrated and your equipment running smoothly with Culligan of Enid, proudly serving Northwest Oklahoma since 1981. They'll customize solutions that fit your business needs and your budget, from bottled water delivery to reverse osmosis to softeners. And of course, one of the most iconic office necessities ever, the water cooler. Show your employees and customers that you care. Call Culligan of Enid today or visit CulliganEnid.com. Better water for better business.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs. Defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They've created a gap between what people believe to be true and what they're willing to say in public. And that's essentially the whole WNBA right now. There's nobody sitting in the WNBA going, yeah, we could beat the Knicks right now. Okay, yeah, we could beat the Spurs. Bring in Wembanyama. They know they can't compete with them. But this idea that they're going along with this pretend notion that they could is actually going to destroy their league.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews on the drive. So we learned that the accessory to the sirloin stockade murders has advanced to another level of parole. I thought life sentence was life sentence, and if you had two life sentences, that was to destroy any possibility of parole. Why is there a possibility of parole? I guess that's my question. I'm not a lawyer. Also, Trump executive order, he's going to break up how many vaccines are given at once, from 18 down to 11, and he's going to break them up into larger time periods so that your kid is not exposed to so many vaccines at once. I like that idea. That's the way my generation was done, and in many cases, we didn't even get our measles and mumps until I think I was in fifth or sixth grade when they came out with the measles vaccine. So even that I didn't have to worry about until then. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
This is Paul from Hinton.
Hello, Paul. Good to hear from you, sir.
Long-time listener. I put you up there with Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, I was... Do you remember the IGA murders in the late 90s in Edmond?
I do, yes.
So I used to work there.
Wow.
And I was scheduled to work that night, and a bunch of buddies of mine talked me out of going to work and going to a party that night that the murders happened.
Wow. Lucky you.
I was actually pretty fortunate that I wasn't there working when that happened.
Now, where was that store?
That was on Danforth and,
Is the building there anymore?
Yeah, the building is there. It's now a fitness center. It's across the street from Albertson.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, I know now. Yes, I know exactly
it's
where.
It's still there.
Danforth and Bryant.
Yeah, Danforth and Bryant. Yeah, I was scheduled to go to work that night. Some buddies of mine decided, hey, you need to go with us to a party, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was oblivious till the next morning when I woke up and went to go to work and saw everything.
Wow. Well, good for you. But for the grace of God, huh?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
I also was vaccinated before fifth grade, all that good stuff, too.
Yeah. I didn't have hepatitis B. I don't think I had hepatitis B till I was way into adulthood. And I think it was because I was starting to. Oh, that was what it was. I was taking a class where I was learning how to be a rescue diver, and there was a possibility I could get jabbed with a needle, so they made me take the Hep B vaccine. So I mean, I was in my 40s. Hell.
Wow. Well, you're still a spring chicken, I'm guessing.
Yes, I am. If and only if mentally.
Yeah. Lee, you have a wonderful day.
You too, Paul. Thanks a lot for calling in and for sharing your story on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. The Senate ditched and went on vacation. No, they didn't pass the SAVE Act before they went, and I am not happy about that. The new governor's mansion is progressing. Maybe they'll put running water in this one. Yeah. And Oklahoma, how does it rank on the list of states that encourage economic development? You can probably guess by the sarcastic sound of my voice. Coming up, Freedom 96.9.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. An Oklahoma City man faces charges after an officer-involved shooting. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A U.S. Postal Service truck driver is under arrest after a deadly hit-and-run in Manhattan.
Police say 61-year-old James Simmons was driving a postal box truck when he struck 61-year-old Chester Mazur, who was crossing 9th Avenue near 55th Street in Hell's Kitchen around 5:30 Saturday evening. Mazur was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Simmons is being charged with leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death. The Postal Service says it's cooperating with the investigation. In New York, I'm Jonathan O'Halloran.
El Nino could bring the highest sea levels ever recorded to the Southern California coast.
That's according to Mark Merrifield of the UC San Diego Scripps Institution of Oceanography. Based on a NASA satellite image, he says sea levels are already more than half a foot higher in the eastern Pacific Ocean compared to the reference state. Scientists also say data from past years shows El Nino events contribute to enormously strong waves that could lead to widespread damage and flooding. El Nino is looking more like it could be a historically strong event this year. Forecasters are also calling for powerful rain and more heat waves. I'm Daniel Martindale.
A robot is helping protect some San Diego neighborhoods from wildfires.
The city's Green Climber recently cleared 13 acres near Surrey Ridge, creating a 100-foot fuel break between homes and heavy brush. The remote-controlled robot is a combination of a vegetation cutter and a masticator, meaning there's no need for a chipper to follow it. Chula Vista bought the $180,000 machine less than a year ago, and it's already cleared about 30 acres of vegetation citywide. I'm John Fink.
Taylor Farms is recalling food items containing jalapenos over possible salmonella contamination.
It comes after the California-based company pulled lettuce linked to the ongoing cyclospora outbreak. Taylor Farms said the recalled products include salsas and guacamole, flagged after the fresh peppers were recalled by Coast Citrus distributors. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Congresswoman Alex...
Freedom Local Coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. An Oklahoma City man faces multiple felony charges after an officer-involved shooting. Officers responding to a home found Johnny Kemp sitting in a vehicle upon arrival. Kemp then began ramming police vehicles and tried to strike officers with his car. An officer fired and struck Kemp, who was treated and later released from the hospital, and he's now being held in the Oklahoma County Jail. Well, as Oklahoma's cyclospora outbreak now surpasses 400 reported cases, more consumers are turning to locally grown produce. Demand for locally grown lettuce has surged as shoppers pay closer attention to where their food comes from. Local growers say smaller operations can often provide greater traceability and may help limit the impact of widespread foodborne outbreaks. With kids headed back to school, Oklahoma health experts are encouraging parents to make sure vaccinations are up to date. Health officials say declining vaccination rates have contributed to increases in illnesses like measles and whooping cough. In addition to vaccines, children are encouraged to practice healthy eating, regular exercise, proper sleep, and limiting screen time to better succeed both in and out of the classroom. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
Streetcars downtown are now completely free for everybody. Now, how are they supposed to pay for themselves? Coming up as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews on the drive.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions early on, but overall, clear skies will prevail, keeping temperatures warm with a low of 76. Moving into tomorrow, anticipate mostly sunny skies with a persistent breeze and hot temperatures reaching a high of 100. As we head into tomorrow night, breezy conditions will continue into the evening, but the night will remain clear and warm with a low of 76. 76. Looking ahead to Wednesday, expect another day of mostly sunny weather with a breezy afternoon and hot temperatures peaking at 102 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
At the new 96.9, we're letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. That means you'll hear us from Ponca City to Hinton, from Stillwater to Tuttle, and from Blanchard to Perry. More power means more towns in Oklahoma stay informed about the issues that shape us here at home and from around the globe. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
The main thing that happened today was the president signed an executive order that backs off childhood vaccine frequencies. The executive order introduces sweeping revisions to the U.S. childhood immunization framework. The administration is shrinking the number of core diseases on all children routinely recommended to be vaccinated against, dropping the list from 18 down to 11. The order officially removes federal recommendations for hepatitis B and COVID-19 and influenza shots for children, making them subject to shared decision-making between parents and doctors. This is a good thing. The parents need more input into how their children are vaccinated. Now, had it been my mom, yeah, give them everything you got. I don't want them getting anything. Had it been my nephew, it'd have been, no, you're going to keep him from getting measles, rubella, and mumps, and then we're going to come back later when I decide it's time for the others. And that's the way it should be. I'm not anti-vax. I believe in vaccines. I don't believe in forced vaccines. I understand why the public school system insists on vaccinations, because they can't handle pandemics, nor can their insurance companies. But if you are anti-vax and you want your kids to go to public school, well, that's the first thing you have to do is start submitting to the federal programs. Otherwise, don't send your kids to public school. My nephew homeschools. I'm not smart enough to teach anybody anything, but he is, and so is my brother, their grandpa. So between the two of them, and I just spent a week with them last week or week before, those kids are turning out to be pretty well-developed kids, reading above their grade level, understanding what they're reading, doing math above what their grade level would be. I'm quite happy with it. I get a little nervous because I've had the whooping cough vaccine and none of them have. And if I've had the whooping cough vaccine, I can give them whooping cough. That's the way that works. But hadn't happened yet. Anyway, I believe it should be a parental decision, and that's why I'm glad about this executive decision. It will expire unless the new president, after Trump is gone, continues with that particular, and if it's a Republican, they probably will, until such time as the Congress comes up with a law or regulation that changes it. We also know that the accessory to the sirloin stockade murders is advancing to another level of parole. I say if you're given a life sentence, then you should serve that life sentence. I'm sorry. That's just the way it works. If you're given two life sentences, that is so if your good behavior for one life sentence gets you off of that one life sentence, you still have another one that you got to work on. So, sorry. That's the way that works. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. On the way, the Senate ditched and went on vacation without voting on several important measures. We'll get into those coming up. Danny writes on L. Matthews at freedom969.com, Lee, I love listening to you. Way to go. Your show is sounding great. I'm so glad you're here. Danny, thank you. Over the weekend, I read of a station in California that is getting rid of some of my brother and sister broadcasters and going to artificial intelligence. I understand automation systems. I understand franchising the excellence. I understand cost-cutting measures. I understand efficiency. I understand business. But I also understand the radio business because I've been doing it now for over 40 years. And I've seen cycle after cycle after cycle just like this. Oh, hyper-automate, hyper-automate, hyper-automate. And that's fine. But if your automation leads to a disconnection with your audience, you may as well not be on the air. Back in the late, it was the late 70s, early 80s, there was a man named by the name of Bill Drake, and he developed a format that he started selling to radio stations, and this was back when automation systems were just coming into use, where everything was on a reel-to-reel. You'd have like a bank of like 10 of these reel-to-reels, and after each song, there would be a low-frequency tone that would fire off the next reel-to-reel. And then at the end of the songs, however many there were, that would fire off a commercial break. The commercials were all put in cartridges that looked like a slide projector. And, oh, this was just going to be the best thing. And I remember a consultant coming to town and saying, "You sound too slick. It's too well produced." I could take that and put that in Chicago. I could put that in San Francisco. I could put that in Tucumcari, New Mexico. And it would sound the same. And that's the problem. You've got to be a real, live, authentic part of the community. You can't just throw it all on there and let it ride. The advertisers don't like it. The listener doesn't like it. And the government doesn't like it. Each and every one of these broadcast licenses that have been granted on the agreement that you serve the community. You can't serve the community if everything is on tape. You can't serve the community if everything is pre-produced. You can't serve the community if you're putting everything into a computer and then the computer's spitting it out. So I understand some of your broadcast day having to be that way, but not all of it. 405-608-4377. We'll see. I think we already are seeing it. We're starting to see it in ratings, and we're starting to see it in terms of revenue. Because when I was over there, we had a pretty good percentage of the available talk audience. And that has fallen to a fraction, not even 1% of what it was. 405-608-4377. That said, I'm Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377. And Danny, thank you for the nice, kind words. John writes, Lee, you were talking about what happened to Fauci and his counts of contempt. I don't understand why it's only one count and not 111 counts of contempt. Because, John, this isn't a court of law. It's rules of Congress, and one charge is enough. One charge of contempt is all you need to get somebody charged with contempt. You don't need 111, because it's going to be the rest of the Senate that is supposed to decide on whether or not he's guilty of contempt. Got more to get to coming up. And your calls on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I know a lot of people that like to hunt with archery, whether that's crossbow or whether that's compound bow. And the best way that it was put to me was a friend of mine named Larry who said the suppressor is always on and the safety is always off when you're bow hunting. And that's true. It's nice and quiet. And it's the old-fashioned way of hunting. Well, archery season's going to be here before you know it, and the guys over at H&H Shooting Sports want to remind you, you don't want to wait till September to have your bow gone over for the season, because that's when everybody does, and you'll be caught up in that September rush. So bring your archery equipment into the pro shop right now, and their expert technicians will go over it, make sure everything's in peak condition, so when you get out in the field, you can with confidence. And don't get stuck in the September rush. Bring your bow in today. While you're there, check out the safe department, where they're doubling down on Browning safe rebates up to $800 in total savings. That and delivery and installation, which you will want. From H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home,
We're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hello again, everyone, from Stevens Ford and Enid, the dealer that says we'll beat any deal, regardless, and proves that fact every single day. The dealer that offers you honest savings and easy financing. Are you shopping for an SUV, one that truly fits your needs? Come to Stevens Ford and Enid and check out our selection of Bronco Sport. We've got a good selection and prices that won't break your budget. Pick out any new 26 model you like and take $3,000 off the MSRP. Need more room for your family? Check out our selection of Ford Expedition. Pick one out, take $3,700 off the MSRP. And get this, both Bronco Sport and Expedition qualify for 84-month Ford financing at 4.9%. And that's another big money-saving fact that your monthly budget will love. And remember this, at Stevens Ford and Enid, we'll beat any deal, regardless.
Offer requires approved credit. Factory rebates are applied.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Calling for cloudy skies, low of 77. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 101. Tomorrow night down to 77 for a low. Into Wednesday, high of 102. It's 100 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Eric and Guthrie, thank you for hanging on, sir. How are you?
Good, doing well. I missed part of your last dissertation on the preempted radio broadcast.
Yeah.
But I was curious. You said that according to your license, that you're supposed to be able to serve the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all hardwired like that, that you're not able to do that. Is that correct?
That's what my hypothesis of what the licensing process is all about, yes.
So does that same licensing process resonate with robotic teachers?
Robotic teachers? I would think it should.
as in these teachers are now all programmed and everybody thinks it's a great idea, and I'm like, that program teacher is only as good as the person that did the programming.
That's right.
Number one. And number two, they're not there to meet the needs of the children, the same as you said on the radio. You're
exactly. Exactly. I was not the student that would just sit there and write down everything as teacher would tell me and then regurgitate it for the test. I wanted to know why about certain things. Why this? Why that? And a lot of times I'd have to stay after class to talk to the teacher to get that information out of them. Sometimes they would give it to me without any problem because they were good teachers. And sometimes they weren't good teachers and didn't know the answer as to why.
On the breaks, I'd be sitting there talking to the teacher.
Yeah.
Because I did my most learning from being able to regurgitate it back and then get back and either correct it or affirm.
And that goes all the way to college. I would keep professors afterwards. Yeah. Wait a minute, Dr. So-and-so. It didn't matter what it was, in a mathematical formula or philosophy or whatever. And because reading it is one thing, having his lecture is another thing, but actually having somebody explain it to me better, I would almost insist upon it. And a robot's not going to do that.
Well, that was my take on what you were saying. I related immediately because I'm tired of hearing this about AI and having programmed teachers that go in the classroom and so forth.
Well, I think everybody is. Everybody is. I mean, there's a television commercial right now with this guy trying to order a coffee from a robot. And, of course, it doesn't give him the right coffee. And then he gets into a car that's driving itself. And, wait, no, I didn't want to go this way. I wanted to go the other way. And, no, this is a better way. And, you know, you get tired of being told that you're an idiot because you're not the machine.
I'm driving my wife's new car. She got it from me. She said I needed a new one. And the problem is it tells me to check the back seat. I said, we don't have kids.
Yeah, same hair. Same hair.
Anyway, that was the thought I wanted to say.
Yeah.
It's not just radio. It goes over to other parts of our life, too.
Yes,
and
yes. Wait till your car tells you you're tired and need to pull over. And you're not tired, and you don't need to pull over.
Oh, I get that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric, on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. I don't think I've finished telling you the story about Bill Drake, but Bill Drake invented this system and sold it across the United States. I think it lasted about 5 years. 5 years before radio stations stopped using it because it was too robotic sounding. It was too produced. It was too slick. Especially for small town radio stations. Now, Oklahoma City's not a small town radio station, but I will tell you, I draw upon my small town radio experience each and every day because that is what I'm licensed to do, serve my community. And I promise you, as long as I have a voice, I will. I am Lee Matthews, and this is Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Heard it again over the weekend from these socialist idiots, Medicare for all. So I sat down and I did some digging. Do you realize that if we had Medicare for all, even those who are not eligible for it, that would be $3 trillion per year? Which means if you make over $70,000 a year right now, you will be taxed at a 100% tax rate. If you make less than that, your taxes would go up 42 to 50%. These people are absolute idiots. That's why Medicare has stipulations. You have to be eligible. To be eligible, born in 1961. And you know this because if you were born in 1961, you're getting all the pestering phone calls and emails and snail mails and all that. Make sure your experience is a good one. And the other good part is you don't have to worry about your taxes going up at all because you're already eligible. And that's where the Well-Preserved Advisory Group comes in, 405-848-5790. Best call you can make with Medicare, and the Well-Preserved team will put together a plan that works for you. So call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
JDIT Solutions LLC will help your business grow. From cybersecurity and cloud solutions to modern infrastructure, data protection, and responsive IT support, they help businesses build technology you can depend on. Whether you're planning for growth, improving security, or replacing outdated systems, their experienced team delivers reliable solutions designed to keep your business moving forward. Visit JDITSO.com. JDIT Solutions LLC. Enterprise technology, local expertise, real results.
Archery season is just around the corner and the September rush is coming. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. I'm Lee Matthews. The Archery Pro Shop is the place to be. Their expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head out into the field with confidence. Don't get stuck in the September rush. While you're there, check out the Safe Department. They're doubling Browning Safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Just off I-40 and Meridian.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Because they can't withstand scrutiny. These are just like blank, empty phrases that they say as a way to signal what side they're on politically. I don't want to say virtue signal because there's no virtue involved in this. It's all forgery. It's forgery of character. It's forgery of intellect. It's all fake. You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, calling for clear skies tonight, low of 77. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high of 101, low tomorrow night, 77. Into Wednesday, high of 102. It's 1,000 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9. Nope, it just feels like 1,000 degrees. It's actually 100 degrees. Get rid of one of those zeros. But, you know, at a certain point, it's just like, why bother? It's hot. I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. John in Oklahoma City is hot. Hi, John.
Hello, Lee. You know, last week, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Department of Labor, they put out their jobs report. And it turned out that the U.S. dropped 23,000 jobs net. And, of course, the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, they both, you know, conspired to find doom around every corner and start bleating about affordability and everything else. It turns out when you look at those numbers, that there were 23,000 less jobs. 30,000 jobs were gained in construction and manufacturing.
Yeah.
And 53,000 jobs were lost in the government.
Yes.
Which is exactly what we elected Trump to do.
That is
exact thing that we elected Trump to achieve, and he achieved it.
But I ask you, with all that, how did we go from a 4.2% unemployment to 4.1%?
I've got an answer.
Unemployment is down. I bet I know what that answer is, but go ahead.
Illegal immigrants are not being employed, which
That's exactly
what we elected Trump to do.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. So this idea that there's this boiling cauldron of millennials that are ready to start voting for communists because they're just feeling so damned mistreated by the Trump administration. That's bunk. That is Bravo Sierra. They are all enjoying the fruits of this economy.
Exactly. And if you look at all the headlines, if you go to Drudge, if you go to Bloomberg, and all of them, it's just the worst situation you've ever seen in your life. When in fact, money is being made hand over fist, and private sector is growing massively. It's the biggest boom since World War II.
Oh, and, affordability. Everything is twice as affordable as it was 2 years ago.
And the other thing to note is that even with Trump in office, all of the government agencies, by and large, are still completely populated by leftist Democrats.
I did not see them have to close the Department of Education, which I hope they do, but they haven't.
Oh, pray that they do, yeah. So there's much work to be done. But and that's another thing. You know, Conservatism, Inc., for all those years, the Reagan conservatives were saying, you know, we've got to have smaller government. If Trump actually starts doing that, guess where they land? They become anti-Trumpers and join with the Democrats because they're not going to let this Leviathan, this giant, massive government operation wither in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that's what is so aggravating about people like Tom Cole and James Lankford, whatever.
Well, you know, I still would take them over.
Heavens, yes.
Over an AOC. Come on.
Sort of the people that are running.
Keep it in perspective, all right?
That's a fact.
Yes.
You have to just kind of grit your teeth and go on the other road. But I just wanted to say that it's the greatest economic news. It's incredible. If this were a Democrat doing it and achieving their objectives the way Trump is, you know, every single headline would be just fabulous. It would be like Obama was in office or something.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, John. Glad you're listening on Freedom 96.9. Excellent points. 405-608-4377. The Senate ditched work and went on vacation anyway without doing the work of the people, something we wanted them to do. I've got a list of things they didn't do before they left coming up. And your calls to 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says advanced AI should be widely distributed to empower individuals and prevent concentrated power. Meta is also expanding open source AI and investing $1 billion in local communities. Newly inducted Pro Football Hall of Famer Roger Craig says he's been diagnosed with vascular dementia.
The legendary San Francisco 49ers running back disclosed his diagnosis during his Hall of Fame acceptance speech Saturday in Canton, Ohio. Craig said doctors believe his condition was caused in part by concussions he sustained during his 11-year NFL career. The 66-year-old said he hopes sharing his story encourages others to pay attention to their brain health and seek help when something does not feel right. Craig played from 1983 to 1993 with three teams, most notably with the 49ers. I'm Rob Martier.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
A few days ago, I met with a family that reminded me why I still love practicing law after all these years. They weren't looking to get rich. They weren't trying to beat the system. They just wanted someone to tell them the truth. A distracted driver ran a red light and changed their lives in a matter of seconds. Medical bills started piling up and they missed work. And the insurance company kept telling them to be patient. The problem is the mortgage company isn't patient. The electric company isn't patient. And a family trying to put their lives back together shouldn't have to wait while an insurance company decides what their pain is worth. If you've been hurt in a crash, don't assume the insurance company is looking out for you. Their job is to protect their bottom line. My job is to protect you. I'm Noble McIntyre. If you have any questions after a crash, give us a call at 777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. An Oklahoma City man faces multiple felony charges after an officer-involved shooting. Officers responding to a home found Johnny Kemp sitting in a vehicle upon arrival. Kemp then began ramming police vehicles and tried to strike officers with his car. An officer fired and struck Kemp, who was treated and later released from the hospital, and he's now being held in the Oklahoma County Jail. Well, as Oklahoma's cyclospora outbreak now surpasses 400 reported cases, more consumers are turning to locally grown produce. Demand for locally grown lettuce has surged as shoppers pay closer attention to where their food comes from. Local growers say smaller operations can often provide greater traceability and may help limit the impact of widespread foodborne outbreaks. With kids headed back to school, Oklahoma health experts are encouraging parents to make sure vaccinations are up to date. Health officials say declining vaccination rates have contributed to increases in illnesses like measles and whooping cough. In addition to vaccines, children are encouraged to practice healthy eating, regular exercise, proper sleep, and limiting screen time to better succeed both in and out of the classroom. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
Hello again, everyone, from Stevens, Ford, and Enid, the dealer that says we'll beat any deal, regardless, and proves that fact every single day. The dealer that offers you honest savings and easy financing. Are you shopping for an SUV, one that truly fits your needs? Come to Stevens, Ford, and Enid and check out our selection of Bronco Sport. We've got a good selection and prices that won't break your budget. Pick out any new 26 model you like and take $3,000 off the MSRP. Need more room for your family? Check out our selection of Ford Expedition. Pick one out, take $3,700 off the MSRP. And get this, both Bronco Sport and Expedition qualify for 84-month Ford financing at 4.9%. And that's another big money-saving fact that your monthly budget will love. And remember this, at Stevens Ford and Enid, we'll beat any deal, regardless.
Offer requires approved credit. Factory rebates are applied.
How does Oklahoma rank among states that are encouraging more economic development? Well, when you say no to everything, it's kind of hard to rank high on this list, but I'll get into more of it coming up on Freedom 96.9 as Oklahoma's Talk Radio continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions early on, but overall, clear skies will prevail, keeping temperatures warm with a low of 76. Moving into tomorrow, anticipate mostly sunny skies with a persistent breeze and hot temperatures reaching a high of 100. As we head into tomorrow night, breezy conditions will continue into the evening, but the night will remain clear and warm with a low of 76. Looking ahead to Wednesday, expect another day of mostly sunny weather with a breezy afternoon and hot temperatures peaking at 102 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
So imagine instead of paying that to your health insurance company, whose CEO makes $20 million a year, instead you paid a little bit more in taxes for health care that you wouldn't lose if you lost your job or turned 26 or got married or got divorced. I think all of us would be a lot more interested in that kind of a system if we knew that our health care would be free at the point of care and would be free? Without having to worry about losing it.
Whoa. Taxes are not free. Basically, and that is, by the way, Abdul Al-Sayed, who is running for senator in Michigan, and this is him explaining free health care. It's not free. You just said you're going to pay taxes. It's not free. Oh, and how do you pay taxes if you have lost your job? So it's free, you pay taxes, and you never lose it, even if you lose your job. Oh, everybody would like this much better because it's free. No, it's not free. You're paying higher taxes. You're paying a hell of a lot of higher taxes for this kind of medical care that you're talking about. You're not telling people that it's going to be $3 trillion a year and that everybody's going to pay it, not just the rich people. Everybody, even the poorest of the poor, are going to see their tax bill increase by 42 to 50%. The rich, as you call them, are going to be 100%. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to leave the United States and take their money with them. This is why there's this perception that this socialism, communism is so attractive. Because it's very easy to say free health care when you're not saying how it's going to be paid for. It's very easy to say I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and you're not going to have to pay for anything because I'm going to make the rich people pay for it. Oh, yeah? When you're considering the rich, anybody who makes $75,000 or above? $75,000 a year ain't rich, buddy. But you don't know that, Elsaya, do you? Because you were brought up in wealth and privilege. You never had to decide, do I put a couple gallons of gas in my car or do I eat lunch? When I'm working as a waiter later today, I sure hope I get some cash tips so I can put gas in my car and get home. You've never had to have such a decision. You don't care about making the wrong decision because you are so wealthy that it doesn't matter if you fail because you can turn right around and make another decision. If you lose $1 million, it ain't no big deal. Whereas the average American can't lose $100. Am I in the ballpark? Am I in the ballpark? I am Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
This is Ryan from UConn.
Hello, Ryan. Good to hear from you, sir.
I have 2 points. Number one, to go along with what you're saying, I guarantee you if the government never tried, and I've heard this before, but I believe it, if the government never tried to make health care affordable or to have government programs of any kind, you name it, Medicaid, yeah, Student Care, I guarantee you by the nature of capitalism and free markets, everything would be much easier to pay for the average Joe today, but if they would have never screwed with it. Don't you agree with that?
I agree 100% with that. I was reading an article about Jonas Salk, who developed the polio vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And the first people he inoculated were himself and his family. Then anybody who asked for it, he would inoculate. And he was later asked, wait a minute, why didn't you dash off to the patent office? He says, don't you understand? This is polio. This is everybody's patent. This belongs to everybody. I'm just the one who came up with it. It's not mine. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, well, that's why the polio vaccine is doesn't hardly cost anything. Because nobody has to pay. It's so easy to manufacture and it's so easy to apply that it's ridiculous. And then that is a small example of what you just mentioned, Ryan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. Growing up, before we had kids, I didn't think about medical stuff. You probably remember when you were young, you didn't think about how much stuff
would
cost.
I don't think I even had medical insurance till I was in my 30s.
Same.
Yeah.
Well, I knew people that were on SoonerCare. Like, I worked with some single moms, and every time one of their kids had a sneeze or a cough, they would run to the ER. They'd run to the ER and say, oh, I just took Johnny to the ER. Well, now we do not have insurance. I have a family of four, two kids and a wife. We cannot afford it. Now, we're not poor. We have our house paid off. We've got investments, but I still can't afford paying $2,000 a month for health insurance. I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it would cost through Blue Cross. And so we're the people that are paying for other people to have SoonerCare, yet we ourselves can't afford to buy insurance. So we're very, very careful about e-bikes and e-scooters. And we're like, ooh, if something happens, we got to pay for it. So that's where we're at.
When I was a youth, when I was in my 20s, if I got sick, I just went to a walk-in clinic. Most of the time, it was a shot of penicillin and some amoxicillin to follow up with, and that was all I needed. Okay. I was in this business, okay? So it wasn't like I was working a chainsaw every day or driving a backhoe or something dangerous like that, okay? I'm sitting in a soundproof room talking all day. So I knew it wasn't going to be a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, our country, with all the government interference, things that could have been very good for most Americans are not in the regard of health care.
Yeah.
So that's my two cents, sir.
I thank you very much, and glad you're listening, Ryan, on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I got into an argument online over the weekend with, I don't know if it's a friend of mine or not, but it's someone who always likes to argue with me online. And I keep telling him, look, call me and we'll talk this out on the air. And of course, they don't want to do that. At any rate, they were griping that Trump wants to eliminate the North American Free Trade Agreement. And I said, yes, he does. And he has. Don't you want more manufacturing brought back into the United States? And, of course, I didn't hear anything from them. And more manufacturing is being brought back into the United States, particularly when it comes to building United States cars. That's where Frontier Auto Group comes in, because they sell those vehicles that are made in the United States. While others are succumbing to corporate policies and ignoring the customer, the family-oriented business of Frontier Auto Group is here to talk to you and not only be here for you to buy your new vehicle, but to help and support you afterwards. Whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, they check all that stuff out for free. And it's a short drive for great savings. The service department, many of whom have been working with Frontier for over 20 years, so you're going to be talking to the same people each time you're there. Just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are, Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, Frontier Auto Group.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water experts since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and
and simple.
It's Ricky with Cars for You at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw, next to Nakoma Park Elementary School. We're a family-owned company. We offer oil changes, brake work, AC work, tune-ups, and more. We also offer a guarantee all work for 1 year. Our mechanics have 35 years of experience. Call Cars for You and ask for Ricky at 405-600-8332. Or stop by at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw. Enter to win a free oil change by calling Ricky at Cars for You at 405-600-8332. Online at carsforyou.shop.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Like the way you work it. Yeah. No
diggity. Freedom 96.9, accurate the forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 77. We will be sunny and hot tomorrow. 101 for the high. Tomorrow night, 77 for the low. Wednesday, high of 102. It's 100 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. John is trucking in New Mexico. Thank you very much for calling in and listening on the Freedom 96.9 app.
Hey, Lee, how's it going, buddy?
Guns for everybody, as usual.
Hey, I just wanted to get your thoughts on this one. It's a stumper to me, but why is it cheaper for you or me or anyone else to go to the doctor and self-pay than it is for, you know, like if I produce a health insurance card? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Usually it's because of the managed risk that the insurance companies are building into their plans. So they negotiate plans with the drug companies and then determine how much of that drug is something that's going to be necessary to keep you alive longer so that they will get more money out of you, or is a drug that is one and done. They would much rather have you on something. I'll give you an example. I used to have to pay for my cholesterol meds. But because my cholesterol meds will keep me from having a heart attack between now and 95, guaranteed, they pay for the – they've negotiated and will pay for the cholesterol medications. Now, my other insurance company wouldn't do that because they had not negotiated that kind of deal. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But one of the things that really kind of get to me is that, for instance, you know, MRIs.
Yes.
You know, if I go private pay for an MRI, $1,000.
Yes.
If I go use my insurance, it's $4,000.
Yeah, they pay for most of that $4,000, do they not?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I haven't really had one done in so long.
Yeah, see, I had one. I don't know what the total cost was, but I think I had to fork over $100 or $200, and I know it was more than that.
Well, it's just like insurance companies these days. My deductible back, let's just say, 10 years ago, $500.
Okay, now, you got to understand, a health insurance company's job is not to... They're not here to keep you healthy. They're here to keep you alive as long as possible so they can keep getting premiums out of you. And so they are managing risks on everything.
Well, that's like Social Security. The government doesn't want us to draw Social Security.
Right.
They want us to keep going.
Right.
You know,
same with Medicaid.
They want to keep getting money.
Yeah. I could turn that into a Eunice Corey commercial here in a minute. They don't want you to get Medicaid. They want it to be hard for you to fill out the paperwork. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, those are the questions I have.
It's really not any different than let's look at homeowners insurance. Right now in Oklahoma, we're starting to see even major insurance companies like State Farm and Farmers and Allstate. they're starting to limit how many claims they're going to let you make in a year's time. So let's say you have a car home bundle and you get a new windshield. Cha-ching, that's a claim. Then later that year, hail hits your roof. Oh, no, that's a claim. Sorry, we're not going to cover two claims in 6 months. You see? Because they're managing the risk of you and what they're going to have to pay you.
If it's cheaper for all of us to be self-pay, you know, I've heard of these co-ops. I don't know if that's the right word, as a co-op.
Well, yeah.
It's just kind of like a group that basically it's like, okay, my premiums are going to pay for this person over here to have this surgery. Not maybe just mine, but
yeah.
It's just kind of like a, you know. Like
no,
they
are favorable, John, if you don't take a lot of meds.
Really?
Yeah, if you take a lot of meds, they're not going to cover those meds. So that will, you see, because they're busy taking care of cancer surgeries and cancer treatments and that kind of thing. They are catastrophic mostly. So,
well, that's what I feel like I have now, is catastrophic insurance.
Because
like I said.
Yeah, no. I know exactly how you feel because when I was over there, I paid a premium, and then they gave me a medical savings account. Now, the medical savings account was a tax deduction because I could put money into it before it was taxed. And
HSA?
Yeah,
account?
Yeah. And so I never had to use any of the insurance. I use the medical savings account all the time to buy meds and to take care of, you know, new glasses and crap like that. And still, I still have that same account, even though I'm over here now. And there's still probably $10,000 in it because I never used it. But it got to the point where, wait a minute, why can't you just let me take all of the money that you're taking from me and put it into a medical savings account and we'll call it a deal? That way, I'll just use the medical this medical savings account will have $100,000 in it probably in a year's time because I'm a healthy guy and I'm not going to get sick. So,
You know, I had an HSA account, but they would only let you put in kind of what your
no, gross Trump
was.
Talked about it. Trump talked about personal health savings accounts where you would decide what you wanted to go into your personal savings account pre-tax. It would be a tax shelter. And what you would be willing to build up and self-insure, because he said that's how the rich people do it. The rich people don't buy insurance. They have their own accounts for health.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea either. He didn't get it passed. He got the accounts for kids. He got that passed. But he didn't get health savings accounts passed. And I think that's because the insurance industry was like, no, don't do that. We'll go broke. And where's the downside?
Why does that bother me?
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like these hospitals, they receive money from the government. I didn't know that until a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, if they're the only hospital in the county, you know, which I don't know how many millions of dollars they receive from the government, but, you know, the people with hospitals.
Well, that covers what they're going to lose with Medicare, Medicaid.
Oh, is that how
that's
works?
What that works. Okay. That's how that works. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, thank you, Lee.
All right.
Good evening, buddy.
You too. Glad I could help on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. With all these triple digits, I've noticed some of my neighbors cracking their garage door, and I know what they're doing. They're opening their trap door to their attic to try to let more ventilation into their attic. And that tells me that they don't know if the proper ventilation has been installed in their attic by their roofer. It's Lee Matthews for McRoof, and I know that the Matthews Mansion has the proper ventilation because when I had my roof changed out, it was fortified with better ventilation. And Scott McCullum and his son Scotty even told me, Lee, you don't have to crack your garage door anymore. This solar-powered vent will get the job done, and he's right. I think it was 101 yesterday. I went up in the attic. I have a thermometer up there, and it's maybe 110, 115, which is about what you want it to be. So make sure your ventilation is right and make sure your home is fortified to handle whatever the weather may be, even if it's triple-digit temperatures. McRoof, McRoof.us, Scott McCullum of McRoof, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663. And they are saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
We're talking about news and opinions from DC to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They have the fundraising advantage, and in politics, it's the only thing that matters. And right now, whoever the hell is funding all this socialist nonsense has kind of made Bernie like a de facto kingmaker. It's bizarro, you know, because Bernie Sanders with the millionaires and the billionaires is a millionaire on his way to becoming a billionaire.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, anchor weather forecast. Clear skies tonight, 77 for tonight's low. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high 101. Tomorrow night, 77 for a low. Into Wednesday, 102. 100 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Rowdy and Stroud, good to have you along.
Yeah, I'm in Hera now.
All right.
Doing what I do.
Doing what you do. Yeah. No matter where you do. Well,
and I was listening to your thing about Medicare and Medicaid, and you said, you know, they pay the hospitals for what they lose. I don't know how they can lose money on Medicare and Medicaid, because I know my son is self-paid, mm-hmm. and he goes, you know, he get it for his family, but he owns a business. He said, I can't afford insurance on, you know, myself, so he's self-paid. And he'll go in and if he does go, it's like a third or less,
yeah.
fourth, than what they charge my Medicare and Medicaid, because I'm at that age where they mm-hmm. can charge it. And plus, they still charge me a premium, but luckily I don't have to have that Part C, D, whatever, because I have that left over from some of my jobs.
Well, and it's a little like paying cash or paying credit, okay? They would much rather have your cash than you on some sort of payment plan where they don't get their money up front. So that's another reason why when you pay cash, you usually get a better deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they know they're going to get money from Medicare and Medicaid. I mean,
I
never went to the doctor as much as since I got
And back in that hospital, there's an administrator whose job it is to sit there and figure it all out, how much they're going to need to pull a profit, or how much they're going to need to pay their doctor, or at least to break even if they're a nonprofit.
And that's the thing about not being a nonprofit. A lot of people don't know that, you know, hey, we don't have socialized medicine, but you can get, basically everybody I know goes up and a lot of them go and get free medicine. And like you say, the people are on government.
Yeah,
they go and they go to the emergency room and stuff like that. But they also have a department in there, since they're nonprofit organizations. They have a department in there that you can basically
KQOP Enid, Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Oklahoma County under a burn ban amid extreme heat and dry conditions. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says Iran's demands for reopening the Strait of Hormuz are ridiculous. During an appearance on ABC's This Week, Esper said the new set of requirements shows that Iran believes they have the upper hand.
The demands they've now raised last night show that they are emboldened, that they feel confident about their position in the world. And at the same time, they are flexing their muscles by using their proxies.
Some of the demands include the U.S. lifting its blockade, withdrawing the American military from the region, and ending attacks on Iranian allies in the region. It comes as the state of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran remains uncertain. The Nebraska GOP is suing in an effort to keep the America First Party off the ballot this November.
The Nebraska Republican Party suit filed in Lancaster County District Court argues the America First Party's name is misleading, using branding similar to the conservative movement. The GOP is asking a judge to overturn Secretary of State Bob Evnen's decision not to block the party's creation. The Democratic Party is also voicing concerns about a different new party, the Nebraska Working People Party, saying it's an effort to divide voters. Both new parties gathered enough voter signatures to work toward appearing on the November ballot. I'm Elaine Lee Irvin.
A boat operator is in federal custody after his boat capsized not far from the Statue of Liberty over the weekend, killing two people.
Authorities say Manuel Hernandez faces 14 federal reckless endangerment charges after the 22-foot motorboat he was operating overturned in New York Harbor Saturday night. Authorities say 27-year-old Sarah Sanchez and her 5-month-old child, Antonella Garcia, died shortly after being pulled out of the water. GoFundMe pages have been set up to raise money for Sanchez's husband. The feds, meanwhile, have taken over the investigation. They're looking into whether Hernandez was running an illegal charter operation. In New York, I'm Scott Pringle.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you, too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Tinker Air Force Base is moving ahead with a major expansion designed to boost its bomber maintenance capabilities, with base officials recently acquiring 131 acres near the existing maintenance, repair, and overhaul tech center, planning to develop an additional 78 acres as part of a new bomber maintenance campus. The facility is expected to support multiple bomber aircraft, with leaders saying the expansion will strengthen Tinker's role in the military aircraft maintenance field for years to come. Oklahoma County remains under a burn ban as extreme heat and dry conditions continue across the region, with county commissioners approving the emergency measure Friday and it remaining in place for at least 2 weeks. The ban prohibits activities such as burning trash, brush, campfires, and bonfires, anything that could spark a wildfire. Outdoor cooking on approved grills and cooking devices is still allowed. Violators could face fines, criminal charges, and potential jail time. Oklahoma voters have less than a week to request their absentee ballots for the August 25th election, with election officials saying absentee ballot requests must be submitted by 5 p.m. tonight. Completed ballots must still be returned by the state's deadlines in order to be counted. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com. One trucker in northwest Oklahoma City saw the sign that said drive through, and that's exactly what he did. Now, did he speak English? Coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions early on, but overall, clear skies will prevail, keeping temperatures warm with a low of 76. Moving into tomorrow, anticipate mostly sunny skies with a persistent breeze and hot temperatures reaching a high of 100. As we head into tomorrow night, breezy conditions will continue into the evening, but the night will remain clear and warm with a low of 76. Looking ahead to Wednesday, expect another day of mostly sunny weather with a breezy afternoon and hot temperatures peaking at 102 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision-making, whether it's D.C. or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Biggest thing that happened, I think, today was the president signed an executive order that slows down and spreads out childhood vaccinations. He slowed it down from 18 to 11 and then several months in between. I think that's a good thing. What do you think? 405-608-4377 or lmatthews@freedom969.com. That is my email address. You can also send a message on Facebook or on X profiles as well. The accessory to the sirloin stockade murders has advanced to another level of parole. That next level will happen this week. I thought life in prison meant life in prison, so I hope they do not approve her parole. Construction on the new governor's mansion is progressing nicely. Maybe this time they install indoor plumbing? That would be nice. Downtown streetcars are permanently free. Now how are they supposed to pay for themselves? And does that make you want to ride them? Was it the cost keeping you from riding them? How does Oklahoma rank among a list of business-friendly states? I'll get into that. If it's anything like our attitude toward data centers, not good. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9.
You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on.
Trucker Ted joining us.
Yeah, 10-4.
Were you listening
earlier?
Were you listening earlier today when you had a fan come on? You had a fanboy come on the air with us.
That's what you told me off air.
Yeah.
Richard from Oklahoma City,
yeah.
I really appreciate the flowers. I really do.
You're the best trucker in the world next to him. And I said, no, he's a pretty good trucker because Trucker Ted is over the road right now in Ringling. I think Richard spends most of his time in the city limits.
Well,
yeah,
he's essential just like I am.
Yep, he is. That's good. Yep.
So, I called because, you know, earlier today you were wanting our take on the governor saying our homelessness is down statewide.
Yeah.
And I think he is full of Bravo Sierra.
here's what he claimed victory in the ability to remove the homeless from state property. And he's partially right. But all they ended up doing was going elsewhere. So they're still there, just in different places.
Yeah, I have probably 5 stores in the Tulsa area, and that's where they made such a big deal about, you know, removing them from state property.
Yeah,
they removed them from state property, but they moved them. I have one that is in a shopping center, and in that shopping center, there's probably 15 of them that stay there overnight.
They removed a bunch of them from the Moore area And then a couple of days later, they were all back.
Yeah.
So
he hasn't done anything. I just went going through Ringling.
Yeah.
There's one or two that live there in Ringling, and you'll see them. You know, they're not. He's not doing anything to help. You know, curb the homelessness at all. He might have removed them from state property, but what was it here a couple of weeks ago? They were talking about having to remove a homeless encampment from the median of a city street. What was it, Western or one of them?
Mm-hmm.
They're on the south side. He hasn't done a thing. And until they want to fix it, there's nothing we can do. But have you seen the construction project on the corner of Hefner and Penn, that new YMCA that Tom and Judy Love's YMCA center that's going up?
I've seen it from a distance. I haven't been up close to it.
Yeah, I haven't been up close to it either, but that looks Pierce, it's going to be one heck of a YMCA center.
Well, it is. But see, here's the problem, Trucker Ted, is a lot of these homeless people don't want to go to a homeless shelter because there are rules at the homeless shelter. You can't do drugs. You can't drink your booze. You can't, you have to bathe and so on. And they don't want to do that. A lot of these homeless people they don't even care if they've got shelter. They just want their crack or their fentanyl, or their booze, whatever it may be.
Here's one more thing, and I'll let you go. I was watching a story on YouTube last night. They built a brand new public library in Seattle.
Yeah.
Something like $1.78 million just to put this library up, 13 stories. And it is inundated with the homeless.
Yeah.
They have tables at child height level that children can go up and get their injectable Narcan and their inhalable Narcan, their condoms and it's just ridiculous. They turned the public library into a homeless shelter.
Usually in towns where there is mass transit, that's what happens to the mass transit. It turns into the homeless shelter because somebody who's homeless can go and sit down on a bench in the commuter train and ride it all day. And
that's what's going to happen with the streetcars.
That's exactly what's going to happen with the streetcars if it hasn't happened already.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs we're in, and you can't say anything to them like go get a job.
Now you're
being crooked.
And when they're in the streetcars, they've got shelter, they've got air conditioning, they've got fresh people to panhandle. So there you go.
Yeah. All right, Lee. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you for listening in while you're driving.
Yeah, Breaker 19. This here's a rubber
Trucker
duck.
Ted.
You got a copy on me, Big Ben.
On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely
405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. The Senate ditched town on Saturday this weekend without passing several pieces of Republican-backed legislation as the midterm elections loom. The upper chamber adjourned until September 14th, 4 weeks, without passing the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Save Act, the cryptocurrency bill, or a third reconciliation package. Now, I was listening to John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, on Friday. I think we're going to get it done before we take our break. I'm pretty sure we're going to get it done before we take our break. Well, they didn't. Republican Senators Mike Lee of Utah, Rick Scott of Florida, Eric Schmidt of Missouri, and Jim Banks of Indiana were among senators calling to cancel the recess. Donald Trump urged Senate Majority Leader John Thune to cancel recess and pass the election integrity bill, though Thune argued staying in session would not cause it to pass. Lee said he called for the vote on canceling recess, though he settled for a voice vote in exchange for getting several pieces of legislation passed on the floor. You see, that's how they get around these things. John, we're going to stop this. Hey, how about I give you that dam you've been wanting all this time? The Senate passed a continuing resolution to fund the government until December 11th and confirmed acting Attorney General Todd Blanche as Attorney General. Okay, so at least they did that. They voted on a Republican Ohio Senator John Husted's voter identification bill, though it failed to pass the 60-vote threshold needed to advance. The upper chamber did not take up the Clarity Act, a cryptocurrency regulation bill, which may threaten its chances of passing before the midterms. The crypto industry and its supporters in Congress have looked to August as the key deadline to get that legislation across the finish line. Senate Majority Leader John Thune announced on Thursday the Clarity Act would reach the floor in September. What about the SAVE Act? Some Senate Democrats were pushing for language barrier elected officials from profiting off the industry. The White House agreed to an ethics provision put forward by Senate Republicans that would task the Justice Department with enforcing a ban on public officials and their spouses issuing or sponsoring digital assets, though the Democrats argued state attorneys general could enforce the rule, should enforce the rule. Senate leadership scrapped the procedural vote on the $95 billion reconciliation package Saturday, concluding they lacked the votes to pass it. The budget resolution would provide 10. Then stay in session until you get it. Why, after all this time, don't you? Why, after all this time, have you not been able to make a deal? Except, I'm led to believe, John Thune, you don't want to make a deal. You don't want Trump to have a victory. That's what I'm left with. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Philip says, Lee Fauci should be charged with one count of negligent homicide for every person who died from COVID. Again, Philip, as far as him appearing before Congress and lying to Congress or refusing to answer the questions, that is not something that is legal. That is only between him and the Congress. And the only thing they can do is censure him, or they can get him thrown into jail, but just on the one count. They can't sit there and pile a bunch of counts on there to him, because the first time you lie, and that's it. That's the way that works when it comes to perjury. Brad writes, Lee, you've been talking about all the changes that have been made at Channel 2 in Tulsa and all the changes that are being made in media nationwide. I cannot wait for KFOR and KOCO to follow suit, just like Channel 2. The news is fake, the weather is less accurate than my free phone app, and the sports is old or non-existent. I'm tired of car, drug, HVAC, and furniture commercials ad nauseum. Good riddance. Time for the state attorney general to go after Fauci. He already is, Brad, I think a day and a month too late. KFOR and other stations are going the way of Channel 2 in many ways, which is why you see those same those same commercials ad nauseum. That's why, because those are the only ones that will advertise with them. Suzanne says, Lee, State Question 846 is a no for me because the wording is open-ended and doesn't specify photo ID, and would be added to the Oklahoma Constitution, which makes it harder to walk back in the future. Basically, it means you'd have to show an ID to vote in all elections in Oklahoma. Now, you already do, but it's not a photo ID. And State Question 846 would make it part of the Constitution, which would make it harder to undo. That's what's behind that. Nathan writes, Lee, Fauci kept a diary in hopes of getting a biography book deal, lauding him as a genius and hero of the ages. He has a massive ego, nearing the God complex. Yes, Nathan, I agree with you on that. And yes, that is why he was keeping a diary. I kept asking the question, why would an 85-year-old man, I could understand a journal, I could understand a scholarly journal, I could understand logging what you did and how you did it so you could go back and refer to it. I'm a diver. I always log my dive so I can tell what happened in that dive so I can go back and make sure I don't do it again if it's a mistake, or to go back and do it again if it's something that I did right. I get that. But from what I've read of his diary, it's not a journal. It's not a here's what I did and how I did it. It's not a log. It is indeed a diary. Here is what happened and how I felt about it. And I don't even know a 15 or 16-year-old boy who does that, let alone an 85-year-old man. Now, I understand, Nathan, that he was recording his feelings because he wants to put them in a book at some point. I get that. And then Scott writes, Lee, what we're seeing at Channel 2 in Tulsa is a trend that will not stop with the Scripps or with Sinclair or with Nexstar or with Hearst Argyle. These are early test cases that all broadcasters eventually will adopt to try to stem the erosion and eventual collapse of the business model that has supported local television since its inception. In order to hold broadcast licenses, however, owners, whether national behemoths or just hundreds of stations, or local ownership with mere handfuls, have an obligation to the audience to prove the cost-saving moves being carried out in the name of innovation and productivity do anything to help you better understand your communities and, in the end, allow you to better be an informed citizen. In reality, and despite all the claims to be working for you and standing in your corner and watching out for you, or that they know you as family, in the end, they're all businesses, and their goal is to make as much money as they can. Oh, I know that all too well, Scott. It's up to us to hold them to a greater accountability. For television and radio, it's one of the few businesses that are required, chartered, and licensed to work in the public interests. As we watch familiar institutions be dismantled in the name of both profit and to hear their owners claim survivability, we have to decide whether the public interest is just a quaint, outdated phrase or, as Dylan asks, still has the meaning in a seemingly ever-splintering world. Scott, you're right on, and you're right about the attack. You've got to keep track of what they do and how they do it, and then you can go online on each one of these broadcast platforms on their website and see what's called their public file. And if their public file is full of national stuff, you got them. If there's no local stuff in there, you got them, because they're not serving the local community if there's nothing local in there. I am Lee Matthews, really here in the Matthews office building, in the studio of Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with The Drive. I got my statement from Michael McGuire in McGuire Capital just Thursday, I think, it's my quarterly statement for my IRA. And I had made some changes to it about a year and a half ago, thanks to Michael McGuire, and I put some more money into money markets. And I had to do a double take and then give it to lovely wife and have her look at the statement and make sure I was seeing what I thought I was seeing. And she says, nope, that's absolutely correct. You are making about $1,000 a month in compounded interest in the money market. Now, that's because everything's going like gangbusters right now. That's not something that's going to continue for the next 10 years, or at least I hope it does, but I don't know if it will. But and your results may vary, whatever you've got invested in. But I tell you this as an example of how consultation with Michael McGuire has done wonders for my IRA. And even though I'm not even close to wanting to use it, I want it to make as much money as possible in between now and then. Am I greedy? No, I just want to be secure in my old age when the time comes. I don't want to be living hand to mouth and having to worry about those kinds of things. And that's what McGuire Capital is all about. He sits down, he talks to you, sees what your needs are, and then designs a plan around those needs. No matter how old you are, no matter where you are on your journey. But the sooner you start thinking about it and do something about it, the better. Call Michael McGuire of McGuire Cap, 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th in downtown Bethany.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Why should you listen? Because you need to know the news that's happening, the news that matters, the breaking news, and the truth. A lot of people will tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear and what's true. And I take your phone calls and we hash it out. 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9.
On cable, make sure if you're a Democrat that you say that there's a big tent and we're welcoming everybody into this big tent. That, oh boy, you know what? The Democratic Party is all about new ideas, like, you know, anti-Semitism, like, you know, abolishing prisons. You know what you get in a big tent also? You get clowns. And that's what they're welcoming in, clowns, but not just like happy clowns, destructive clowns.
And Joe Concha is absolutely right. That's what happens when you open your party to the big tent and say, oh, we're a big tent. We can take all kinds of different great ideas. Now, here's what's really going on. And Joe Concha is – that's Joe Concha, who, by the way, he's a columnist, a Fox contributor, and he's right. What he didn't say was the reason that the Democrat Party has to use this strategy that – oh, we're a big party. We're a big tent party because they spent all their money trying to get Kamala Harris elected and they went into debt, millions of dollars into debt. And the people who normally contribute regularly to the Democrat Party, the moderate middle of the road Democrats said, no more. You people have mismanaged the entire party to the point where we're not going to give you any more money. And the only people that will give them money is the ultra-leftist communists. So they have to make those ultra-leftist communists sound like they're part of the party. Come on in. We're a big tent. We can handle it. Because that's the only way they're going to get the money. And yes, the big tent does mean clowns. Some of them are really clowns, like What's-Her-Face Kong out of Wisconsin. I laugh at that woman. She's going to lose so badly because she's flipping and flopping on that. And then you've got the evil clowns like Abdul Al-Sayed, who's deliberately lying to people. Yeah, it's going to be free. We're going to make free health care for everybody. Everybody's going to have to pay their taxes, that's for sure. But I think people would much rather pay their taxes knowing they're not going to lose their insurance. How do you not keep your insurance if you're out of work and can't pay your taxes? How are you going to do that? But, of course, no reporter, none, will ask him that question nor will he ever put himself in a place where he is asked that question, because it's so much easier to tell people, hey, this is going to be free, and that's going to be free, and the other thing's going to be free, and it doesn't matter how we pay for it. All that matters is that you vote for me. Like I said, he comes from such a background of wealth and privilege, it doesn't matter if he lies. It doesn't matter if he makes the wrong decision and wrecks the economy. It doesn't matter, because it's not going to affect him. More coming up. The new governor's mansion is progressing, and the Oklahoma's at the bottom of the list.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump is scoffing at Iran's call for war reparations and says now he's directing negotiators to include compensation from Iran for all the people they've killed and gravely wounded from their roadside bombs. Trump further claimed that the U.S. has 100% control of the Strait of Hormuz and the situation remains complex. Tyler Boebert, the 21-year-old son of U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert, faces multiple felony charges related to alleged sexual exploitation of a child.
Tyler Boebert was arrested Sunday by Garfield County deputies and released on a $10,000 bond. Three counts allege sexual exploitation of a child and two contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Boebert's next court appearance is scheduled for August 19th. Additionally, Tyler Boebert has two sentencing hearings scheduled for next month, one in Weld County in connection to a 2025 child abuse case, the other in Garfield County, stemming from a February 2024 arrest following a string of vehicle trespasses and property thefts. I'm Gordon Scott.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit icsconcretecoatings.com. Tinker Air Force Base is moving ahead with a major expansion designed to boost its bomber maintenance capabilities, with base officials recently acquiring 131 acres near the existing maintenance, repair, and overhaul tech center, planning to develop an additional 78 acres as part of a new bomber maintenance campus. The facility is expected to support multiple bomber aircraft, with leaders saying the expansion will strengthen Tinker's role in the military aircraft maintenance field for years to come. Oklahoma County remains under a burn ban as extreme heat and dry conditions continue across the region, with county commissioners approving the emergency measure Friday and it remaining in place for at least 2 weeks. The ban prohibits activities such as burning trash, brush, campfires, and bonfires, anything that could spark a wildfire. Outdoor cooking on approved grills and cooking devices is still allowed. Violators could face fines, criminal charges, and potential jail time. Oklahoma voters have less than a week to request their absentee ballots for the August 25th election, with election officials saying absentee ballot requests must be submitted by 5 p.m. tonight. Completed ballots must still be returned by the state's deadlines in order to be counted. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Archery season is just around the corner and the September rush is coming. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. I'm Lee Matthews. The Archery Pro Shop is the place to be. Their expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head out into the field with confidence. Don't get stuck in the September rush. While you're there, check out the Safe Department. They're doubling Browning Safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokie Bakery.com.
It is not a privilege. It is what you have coming to you, a benefit. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. I'm talking about Medicare. And although the government treats it like it is a privilege and even taxing it in some cases, it is not. And if you get the right people to help you sign up for it, you will make the most of your Medicare when the time comes. And that time might be right now if you were born in 1961 or are getting the phone calls, the emails, the texts. Don't be confused. Call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you can make for Medicare. And the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that's right for you. You have it coming. You've worked hard for it. It is there waiting for you to use it. So do so by calling the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
Stitt says that we are winning the battle to clean up homelessness. The homeless don't seem to think so. Tell you why as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions early on, but overall, clear skies will prevail, keeping temperatures warm with a low of 76. Moving into tomorrow, anticipate mostly sunny skies with a persistent breeze and hot temperatures reaching a high of 100. As we head into tomorrow night, breezy conditions will continue into the evening, but the night will remain clear and warm with a low of 76. Looking ahead to Wednesday, expect another day of mostly sunny weather with a breezy afternoon and hot temperatures peaking at 102 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Well, what does taxing the hell out of them mean?
I don't have like a solid, but shouldn't you?
If you're the co-chair of the DSA, shouldn't you be more specific than just taxing the hell out of something? What exactly do you mean?
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. By the way, the DSA, the Democrats Socialists of America, and that was Megan Romer is her name. She is one of the heads of the Democrats Socialists of America. So she really knows her stuff. You can tell. I mean, that is one sharp cookie. She is just on top of the world. I mean, just rattles off those answers without any notes like a pro. And you're telling me we're supposed to worry about these people? It's Lee Matthews on the drive on Freedom 96.9. What do you think? 405-608-4377. Trump's executive orders on vaccines. The sirloin stockade accessory is getting another parole hearing. I hope they don't let her out. I don't think she deserves to be let out. Two life sentences means just that. Streetcars downtown are now absolutely free. Well, how are you going to pay? How is it going to pay for itself if it's free? And construction is progressing on the new $6 million governor's mansion being built on the grounds of the state's current residence. The project was funded by private donations and is scheduled for completion in January. And it will be complete with indoor plumbing and air conditioning. Yeah. I'm kidding. I will say, I think Mary Fallon lived in the governor's mansion but she had a trailer out back because some of the facilities just weren't. I don't know. There was something going on where she had a trailer out back. I don't remember what that was for. Maybe it was for her daughter. I don't know. But from what I understand, the initial governor's mansion was built in like the 1930s. It barely had indoor plumbing. They installed indoor plumbing. They installed air conditioning and electricity. But the bedrooms are small, and what was once considered a mansion is no longer considered a mansion in Oklahoma. Especially when you are Governor Stitt, and he's got six kids, is it? Is it six or seven? I know one or two of them is college age, but still, you're going to make all those kids live in one room? So as a result, he hasn't lived in it. He's lived in his own residence, probably had a stipend for electricity and other things, utilities. Crews at the site have completed the framing for the new structure, installed windows. The building's located on the grounds of the current governor's mansion to serve as the primary residence of the next first family. Oklahoma lands at the bottom, the identities of the donors who funded the construction remain a secret, while the building costs reach approximately $6 million. The names of those who provided the private donations have not been released despite repeated requests for the list. Why do you need to know? I'll tell you why they don't want to reveal it right now, because, oh my goodness, OG&E is going to get favors from the state because they made a big contribution. Or Devon Energy is going to get all kinds of tax breaks because they made... No. Oklahoma has once again landed at the bottom half of America's top states for business list. The rankings from CNBC are based on 10 categories, including education, economy, and quality of life. Oklahoma only got an A-plus in one of those categories, but other than that, the state didn't see better than a B-minus. The Sooner State's official ranking came in at 39th. That's a two-spot drop from last year. The 10 categories used to make up the list included letter grades. Oklahoma got high marks on the cost of doing business, an A+. However, the state scored a C+ in infrastructure, D for economy, D- for workforce and quality of life, and D for education. Now, here's the thing. When you do as much as we have done as a state to discourage new businesses from relocating to Oklahoma, I would imagine as a major business owner, I would think twice as well. You don't want me here? Okay. I'll go someplace where they do want me. Now, I realize if you are in Piedmont right now or in Yukon, and you're hearing this message from me, you're thinking, well, Lee, that's just not very fair. I just don't want it in my backyard. Or, Lee, you don't understand. I don't want my power bill to go up or whatever it is. I get that. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have a voice. I think you should. But if too many people, if too many communities in Oklahoma say, no, not in my backyard, nobody will come. And there won't be any economic development. So let's count. We almost had a battery factory come to Oklahoma to build batteries for electric vehicles. Didn't happen. Kansas got it. We several data centers are going to be thinking twice about building here. And the aluminum smelting plant starting to run into speed bumps. Okay. Then don't bitch and moan to me that you're on the bottom of a list for top states for business. Does that mean we have to bend over and take it up the rear end to take some business? Sometimes you do. And when I'm saying take it up the pipe, that means you got to build some infrastructure. You got to grant some tax breaks. That's what attracts businesses to Oklahoma, to a state. And if you don't, they go to another state. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Randall.
Hey, Randall, in Slap Out, I guess.
Yeah. Actually, we are pretty aggressive about helping businesses locate here. About 20 years ago, Google started building several data centers, I believe, in Pryor, Oklahoma.
In Pryor, yeah.
Mays County. Yeah. And they get,
and you know
this
what?
Last year.
Go ahead. You're gonna say it. Yeah, go ahead.
$35.6 million from the state of Oklahoma to reimburse the county or the schools for the, I guess it's called sales tax abatement or property tax abatement.
Yeah.
That's pretty aggressive.
Yes, it is.
You know?
And guess what? And they're also getting a lot of property. They're also getting a lot of tax money from the Google people, and they're getting a lot of benefits from the Google data centers. And Google is not using up all the water in Pryor. Huh, that's weird. And they're not using all the electricity in Pryor. Huh, that's weird, too. How'd that happen, Randall?
Actually, I think they're only 10 miles from Port of Catoosa, so they probably can get all the water they
probably
need.
Probably so. And there's a,
river.
There's a hell of a lot of Amish that live there and don't use any electricity, so they don't care.
Well, I mean, we are doing a lot. Anyway, but did Google need that? I guess so, but they made $132 billion.
Well, yeah, it had everything they wanted. It was close to the Mid-America power plant, which means interruptions in power supply will be minimal. It was close to a water supply, so the Port of Catoosa and Grand River's right there, and Pryor Creek is right there. Okay. And it's right smack dab in the middle of the United States. So for any Google executive to get there, they don't have to fly across the entire United States to get there.
No, it's about a 45-minute drive from the Tulsa
From the Tulsa International, so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're...
And I don't know if you've been out that way. I drive out that way quite a bit. And there's not any new construction out there, but there are some neighborhoods that are plopped out in the middle of nowhere, and they're nice neighborhoods. And you're like, who lives out here in the middle of Amish country? And it suddenly occurred to me, I bet those are all Google employees.
Well, I've read they have from 400 to 800 regular employees.
That's about, that's about what the housing that I've seen, that'd be about right, the nice neighborhoods out there that I've seen.
And by the way, I think it was 15 years ago, we had a $50 million bond issue to build up or take the houses around Tinker Air Force Base, and we did spend $20 million to buy the houses and buildings to move them out of there.
Yeah.
So that was, and then, of course, General Motors moved out, and that plant they had there was converted to Air Force construction. So it helped or repair and maintenance on aircraft, not only our Air Force, but all kinds of aircraft. So we did do some economic.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. I'm warning, Randall. I'm warning some of these communities whose hair is on fire. Oh my God, the data center's going to come and take all our electricity. It's going to take all of our water. We can't have that. Or worse yet, the folks in Inola, well, we just don't want this smelter coming into our community because we like our community to be small. Well, all right then. You won't grow. You'll never grow unless you step out of your comfort zone just a little.
Well, anyway, can the local people say we don't want this and block it?
Oh, I think so. I think they should be able to. I really do think they should be able to. However, if there's a lot of land that is not owned by the public, that is owned by, let's just say, Farmer Brown, and he's not using it for anything, and this smelting plant wants to buy it for top dollar, I think Farmer Brown should be able to sell it to them without any gripes from the neighbors. I'm sorry. That's just the way it works when you live out in a rural area where there's no zoning.
Oh, I own farms. Neighbors always gripe.
Yeah.
It's normal.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It is.
You just put up with, hey, these AI data centers are building.
Yeah.
This last year, the major companies, Google and all of them, spent $700 billion on AI data centers. $700 billion.
Yeah, now, billion. That's billion dollars.
Billion. Yes.
That is more than many countries' budgets, okay? That's more than the GDP of a lot of countries.
Yeah, and the Manhattan Project was there 4 years, built the atomic bomb for $36 billion in today's money. So that is I don't know, 20 times what we spent on the Manhattan project.
Yeah.
In 1 year. 1 year.
Yeah. And, so and what does, and what does that tell you? What does that tell you?
I don't know. That's a lot of money.
Well, it's a lot of money, Randall, but it tells me that they are vested in this for it's here to stay. It's not a flash in the pan kind of thing. It's not. We talked the other day, you and I, about the various computer programs. It's not cobalt. Oh, yeah, cobalt's here to stay. No, it wasn't. And data centers are not that flash in the pan kind of thing. They're here to stay.
They probably last from 30 to 40 years, maybe longer.
Yes.
So it's not a. Well, it's been 15 years.
Well, in 30 or 40 years, the data center will grow its own arms and climb out of its own building by then. So I.
we hope the AI isn't taking over everything, you know.
And then it'll start.
I don't want to give them guns.
Then it'll start eating houses and other people and drinking all the water. And that's using all the electricity.
That's a good science fiction movie.
Yeah.
Actually. It kind of is. But keep up the great work, please.
You too, Randall. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Tom writes, Lee, I have been writing to you and asking the city of Oklahoma City about the sidewalks in Bush Hills for years. There's a school nearby. Many children are walking home and a lot of traffic creating safety issues. Yes, Tom, I have received your communiques about those. The city's excuse is that there are no curbs, but why should that prevent sidewalks from being installed? The roads here are narrow, making sidewalks even more important to safety. Tom, are there utility easements upon which to build the sidewalks, or do the private property owners not want a sidewalk where people will be using their property? That's the only question I have for you, other than what you've already done. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Mary, and the reason I'm calling, in 2011, Randy McDaniels and Mazie, when he was in the legislature, mm-hmm. they passed a bill. They changed the employee. It's very complicated, but the Oklahoma system was based like the one in Illinois, that the employees didn't put very much in the pension system, mm-hmm. and Oklahoma's was 30% funded, and it was the way it was set up. It would have gone bankrupt. Okay, fast forward, because Randy McDaniels and Basie.
Okay. All right.
Randy McDaniels.
Mary, I'm going to stop you right there. You're getting too deep in the weeds. I don't know what you're talking about. The pension plan for what?
The state employees.
Okay. State employees. Thank you. All right, let's move on.
Okay, so specifically, Randy McDaniels changed it.
Okay.
So, going forward, the Oklahoma employees have come out in a group, enforced Gutner Drummond and Cindy Byrd, because they're going to revert to the old system, which the employees don't have to put so much in the pension plan and the state puts more, and it's a very risky system. And it's amazing that Gutner Drummond got endorsed by that group, and I do think that BlackRock and Vanguard are playing politics with our governor's race too, because I don't want to get in the weeds, but the legislature voted and passed a bill that any investment that were anti oil and gas and other interests that were pertinent to Oklahoma, they couldn't be bought by the state pension fund. You know, they couldn't be invested in the state's money. And that was a big, big deal. And
okay. So, I vaguely remember that. I do vaguely remember that. But I also remember it being resolved under Mary Fallon, maybe. But you know what?
No. The Vanguard, that bill got passed like 2 years ago. It's not a Mary Fallon thing. But anyway, I'll let you go because, as you said, it's deep in the weeds.
I'm sorry, Mary. I'm sorry. It is. Okay. The state workers should be able to vote upon whatever the state workers want to vote upon. They should be able to choose whatever pension plan they want to choose. And if they're not happy with that pension plan for whatever reason, they don't have to go to work for the state. Or they don't have to participate in the pension plan. From what I remember about pension plans, they were voluntary. So it doesn't really matter what Drummond wants to do or not want to do with the money. There are other reasons to pick on Gettner Drummond, I think. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Used to be, change your oil every 3,000 miles, whether it needs it or not. And it'll virtually, your car's engine will last forever. Well, now that is quite a bit different with modern engines, modern cooling systems, and modern lubricants. That's up to 5,000 or even more. But you don't have to worry about that, because you've got the likes of Frontier Auto Group to help you remember all of that. And just about every car you buy these days has an app that goes with it and keeps track of all that stuff for you. But when the time comes, or if it's a check engine light or low tire pressure or weak battery or AC not working on a day like today, 101 the high, well, Frontier Auto Group is here to take care of the problem and do so quickly and at no charge if necessary. They do so during the regularly scheduled visits as well. So call them, 405-262-3355, and you'll find them just minutes from Oklahoma City, wherever you are, in El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout. FrontierMotor.net, the website. Frontier Auto Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
It's Ricky with Cars for You at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw, next to Nakoma Park Elementary School. We're a family-owned company. We offer oil changes, brake work, AC work, tune-ups, and more. We also offer a guarantee all work for 1 year. Our mechanics have 35 years of experience. Call Cars for You and ask for Ricky at 405-600-8332 or stop by at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw. Enter to win a free oil change by calling Ricky at Cars for You at 405-600-8332. Online at carsforyou.shop.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
So imagine, instead of paying that to your health insurance company, whose CEO makes $20 million a year, instead you paid a little bit more in taxes for health care that you wouldn't lose if you lost your job or turned 26 or got married or got divorced.
So it's free, but you're going to be taxed for it. How can it be free if you're paying taxes for it? Abdullah Syed. And by the way, if you lose your job, how are you going to continue to pay the tax on it if you've lost your job? 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. I am so glad that guy is not in the state of Oklahoma. He's running for senator in the state of Michigan. And he makes, say what you want about James Langford. He makes James Langford look like St. Peter, okay? So keep it in perspective next time you start griping about James Langford or Tom Cole or any of those guys. Vic is in Bridge Creek on Freedom 96.9. Thank you for hanging on.
Hey, no problem. First, I want to let you know, too, though, that I've been listening to you for a long time. And even when I got
assigned to Pennsylvania for a couple of years, and I had to go to Afghanistan a couple of years.
Oh, goodness.
I got you on iHeartRadio.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, and the main reason is you've got some really good information, especially when it comes to politics. And that's what helped me out when I was out of state and in Afghanistan. But
yeah.
In any case, I didn't know that there was going to be a debate between Drummond and what's
Maisie. Maisie, yeah.
Maisie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I'm listening to the radio on McIntyre. I think it's in your station.
Yeah.
And they're pretty much, they said it out front that, hey, we support Drummond. Okay. But they said, however, they watched the debate and that Maisie did terrible and didn't answer the questions.
That may have been the case. I'm afraid I got to run, Vic, because I am out of time. The clock on the wall waits for no
Good night,
one.
Ladies.
Good night.